How are you, miss? You know these guys? And then is that someone sitting there or no? Why? Just tell me why. Is it like a thing you want to do to fuck with me in the front row, or what was going on? Is this how you really dress on a day-to-day? I just want to know. I'm not going to make fun of you if it is necessarily. I would put it on if you didn't treat me like I was a fucking stage monkey and just hand it to me and tell me to put it on. I have no problem wearing the cowboy hat. I just don't like being told to dance like that. That's all. You see how that was dickheaded, right? Just hand me a hat and be put it on like I'm a fucking mascot for you. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. I just want to know, is this a thing you do day to day, or is this just you're doing a character? But you don't have an accent, that's the thing. I've never met an Indian cowboy that speaks with the same accent as me. I could imagine an Indian cowboy being like, hey, I'm a cowboy. But you're like, no, I'm an Indian cowboy. You see how... Hey, man, I fucking love rodeo. That makes... If an Indian was doing that and had that hat, I'd be like, that's what's up. But if you're like, hey, man, yeah, I drove here in my Prius and I happen to be a cowboy. That's a different thing. His Tesla. He's got a Tesla. You're not a fucking cowboy, dude. I know you're not a fucking cowboy. F-350? You know this guy?
Yeah!
What's his fucking deal, dude?
He's a fucking farmer.
You better not be Hindu raising no fucking cow to get eaten, bro. If you are, I'm sending your ass back to India. You're murdering cow's cousins, dog. As a Hindu? Are you Hindu? Mulu. Oh, there it is. Okay. His parents, your grandparents, grandparents, all that are Christian, right? Oh, this is the natural evolution of that. It had to happen. Where'd you grow up? Here? You get the fuck out of here, dude. Get the fuck out of here. You grew up in fucking Houston and this is how you dress? You have a Galleria in your city and you think this is natural? You're not a farmer, dude. This guy's from Sugarland. Get the fuck out of here. He's from Sugarland with every other Indian. Why are you a farmer? Is it like... You moved here to be a farmer? You married a girl from Oklahoma. She's, can I tell you something? That's a beautiful thing, you married a girl from Oklahoma, but you're acting like you married a girl from Oklahoma. You understand what I'm saying? She's not from Oklahoma. She's probably a fucking physician's assistant or something like that. On earth, dude. Let's fucking go. Unmatched. Because if she was a doctor, she'd be too smart to marry this motherfucker. You know what I mean? I know it, yo. Ain't no doctor marrying no fucking farmer. Thanks for being on my next YouTube clip, guys. I appreciate that. That's fire. That's sick, dude. So what did you fail at that made you say, I'm gonna just go all the way into farming? You must be a shitty doctor, you got time to be a farmer. What are you, a fucking podiatrist? is he a real, what kind of doctor? Rheumatologist? That's a real, you make a lot of fucking money. And you're Christian, and then you're Christian also. Beautiful, y'all gonna have some Jesus-ass babies, I hope. Man, you guys really are the American dream. You're so Indian and so Oklahoman. You did it, dude. I want to judge you, but you fucking did it. Oh, man, I can't believe you were a fucking PA, dude. Goddamn, what a wonderful thing. Look at God, huh? Look at God. Your God, my God, whatever. It's fine. It's all. All right, well, look, thank you guys for coming to the show. I appreciate that. How are you guys? I don't want you to feel left out of the corner of the room. I can't really guess your profession, I'm gonna be honest. And this is your man?
No.
No? Do you know these guys? Oh, you came by yourself. That's awesome. I love when people come alone. Good for you. Give it up for this girl. That's beautiful. So you three know each other. Is this guy really a farmer? Be honest with me. I know you a farming ass motherfucker. Why don't you be honest with me, dude? No, what do you do? Oil field mechanic. Wouldn't it be crazy if you were like, I'm a PA? That would have been fucking crazy. That would have been fucking crazy, to be honest with you. You're fucking adorable, dude. I feel like you think you're intimidating, but you're adorable. What do you do for a living? In school right now, studying what?
Cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity? That makes so much sense. Right? How did you guys meet?
Strip club?
Strip club? Doing in a strip club, yo. You were the manager? I knew it was not fucking, you know what I mean? I knew he was not a patron. He's a sweet guy, right? He's probably such a sweetheart. Sometimes? Ooh, that's fun. What was the last fight you guys got into? What was that about? I love asking this question. Let's figure out whose fault it was right now. The difference between y'all fought over the difference between a bank and a credit union? Why? You don't like banks? I imagine that's not that big of an issue in your line of work. I don't imagine guys are direct depositing. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. You chose the right line of work is all I'm saying. Oh, you were not a stripper. Well, listen, you're too lazy to be a stripper? The fuck do you do? Hold on now. Hold on now. Hold the fucking phone. Hold the motherfucking phone. How many of you ladies ever been looking at strippers like, man, if I only had the work ethic? If only I had the go-getter attitude of chastity up there. Y'all are interesting, dude. So you were a waitress and you were the manager. A little sexual harassment. That's what I like to see. G's up, you know what I mean? You're not as sweet as I thought you were, but I still like it. How you go from such a cool-ass job to cybersecurity?
The pandemic. Everything shut down. There wasn't no cybersecurity.
Strip clubs weren't necessary businesses or whatever the fuck you call them? You gotta look at each other ugly as fuck all day in your pajama pants. You can't go out to a strip club every once in a while, see a girl with this good-ass work ethic putting on makeup, dancing on the pole. Nurses and strippers do same to same. That's what I say. I will never forget that sentence for as long as I live. I don't work hard enough to be a stripper. That's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. Have you ever heard this sentence before? Son, I knew Oklahoma City was an interesting place, but I never thought that was the hierarchy of work ethic. Holy shit, dude. You understand, I'm an immigrant's kid. We look at doctors like they work hard. And my parents always told me America would ruin me, and now I'm like, they might be right. Stripping is basically just a fucking Pilates class, yo. What do you think they're doing up there? It's a one-song Pilates class. All you need is a little core strength for 3.5 minutes. That's all you need to be a stripper. I side with him on every argument y'all ever have. I'm about to put all my money in a bank. Fuck a credit union. You just mean it's uncomfortable being a stripper. Yeah, we all know that, dude. But it's not the fucking heels. It's the naked bodies and the disgusting men throwing money at you like you're a fucking animal. That's the problem. Yo, ladies, have you ever been in a strip club and been like, man, I tell you, the real problem with this is them heels. The pumps, that's why I wouldn't do this. Being a piece of meat climbing a fucking pole like a firefighter in reverse, that's fine. But it's the calf exercise that gets me. What a bananas thing, dude. Wow, you are interesting, miss. I root for you guys as a couple. How long you been together again?
8 years.
Married, children, all of that? She's pregnant now. You got 4 kids at home? Well, I hope for your sake one of them has the work ethic it takes. Oh, my bad, dude. Another black dude here. I ain't even noticed. You grow up here? Y'all grow up here? What part of Michigan? Right outside Detroit. You went from a very black place to white Detroit. Was that a big culture shock for you? Yeah, dude. How long you been here now? What was your impressions of Oklahoma City before you got here? This is my first day here, so I'm curious.
I saw a lady scratching under the bridge.
You from Detroit, you used to that. I saw a drug addict. Oh, okay. Wasn't that like your mayor for quite some time? What are you talking about? Crazy. That was his wife. Oh, my bad. You know, my honest impression, Oklahoma City, again, I just got here, but I'm like, yo, this is nicer than I thought it would be. Why didn't I think it would be nice? Because I read the history books and I knew white people put American Indians here as punishment. So I was like, this shit must suck. This must be a dog shit piece of land. Are you Native American? Yeah, he pointed at you.
So I'm actually Gujus.
You're a good Jew. Why you say Guju? Who pronounces it like that? Good Jews. Take this motherfucker with you somewhere. Check him into your motel, make him a slave, have him build a temple. Do whatever y'all do. Do whatever y'all normally do with people to indoctrinate them into good Jewness. You Gujarati?
Yep.
What about you, miss?
I'm South Indian.
South Indian. Oh, beautiful.
Hey, look at that.
Yo, the way he talks, I think he means South Indian like Africa. When you say South India, you mean, do you think she says South Indiana like Gary? Hey, cut! Hey, cut, me too, cut! Hey, fam, I'm Indian too, fam! Hey! What's up, noodle dicks? Hey, you might not be a cowboy, but if you lasso you a bad bitch, you probably need to get the Blue Chew to impress her. You know what Blue Chew is, they've been rocking with us for years. Also, I want you guys to use Blue Chew. Go to bluechew.com, promo code Akash, you'll get your first order for free. All you gotta do is pay $5 for shipping, that's it. And here's what I want. If you use the Blue Chew, I want you to send your stories. Ladies, if you have your man use it, fellas, if you use it yourself, send your stories. I'm gonna read the best story in the next Blue Chew promo. Bluechew.com, promo code Akash. All you gotta do is pay $5 shipping. Also, go check out the safety information. Don't be a fucking idiot. Just a Blue Chew, man. They've been rocking with Flagrant for years, and now they're sponsoring the stand-up clips, so we appreciate y'all. I want to hear your stories.